It was the first theme park opened by the Walt Disney Company in 1955. This week's trivia is the Disneyland Park. Thank you for joining us at the Theme Park Trivia Podcast. I'm Dana, and I'm here with Ben.
Hello.
Oliver.
Hi.
And Amelia.
Hola.
We love everything theme parks and trivia, so I'm going to try my hardest to stump them while I ask them 15 questions all about Disneyland Park. They will get 10 seconds to answer and get 1 point for each correct answer. So go ahead and play along at home or in the car, then stick around to the end for a quick round of Guess the Character. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
Number one, which monster lives in the Matterhorn ride? Okay, are you ready? What's your answer?
Is it the Abominable Snowman?
Yes, it is.
As a Yeti.
As a Yeti, yes.
Oh, man.
All right. Number two. What is the name of the restaurant that is connected to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Do you have a guess?
No.
All right, what do you think it is?
What?
You said something earlier that I think is...
Oh, the Salty Shakers.
The Salty Shakers. No, it's just called the Blue Bayou. Number three. What land would you find King Arthur's Carousel in? Do you have an answer?
I think it's in Fantasyland.
It is. It's in Fantasyland.
I'm so smart.
Yep. And it's another old carousel, so it was made way before the park was open. Number four. Which e-ticket attraction that opened in 1955 and featured a live equine conveyance system was closed in 1973? Do you have any guesses?
Horses with goat heads.
What? Great.
What? Well, it's the only thing you said. Equines, like things like horses. So like
animatronics.
Elephants galore.
Is it a horse and buggy ride?
I believe it was. It's called the Rainbow Ridge Pack Mules.
That was not close to horses with goat heads.
Number five. Can you name the two ships in the rivers of America? Do you have any answers?
The Black Pearl.
And the Mark Twain?
One is the Mark Twain and the other one is the Columbia.
Oh.
Columbia!
Number six. What was the Tomorrowland opening day attraction? What do you possibly think it could be?
The Astro Orbiter.
No. Oh. Is it Autopia?
What the heck? Oh.
Which is the Disneyland's version of Tomorrowland Raceway. All right. Number seven. What is the first attraction past the ticket booth?
The train?
It is the train.
Oh.
Yes, the Disneyland Railroad.
Good.
Number eight. How tall is Sleeping Beauty Castle? Do you have an answer?
122 feet.
Anyone else would like to guess?
Let's go 175 feet.
75? What the heck?
175?
No, 100. No, 98. No.
Wait, 50? No, it wouldn't be 50.
Well, if we were doing
if we were doing the Price is Right rules, Oliver
$1.
Would win. Oliver would win. It's 77 feet. Number 9. Where can you find the bench from Griffith's Park displayed?
Is it Mary Poppins? Because, no. They have animatronics.
No. I don't have a guess on this one.
Dumbo.
It's at the entrance of the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Number 10. In which land are all of the plants edible? Do you have an answer?
Tomorrowland.
It is Tomorrowland. Number 11. In which ride can you see a real human skull? Your answer?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is it the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, it is. Number 12. On average, in a 16-hour day, how many times is It's a Small World played on the ride? Do you have an answer?
192 times.
Does Dad have a number?
How about 1,500 times?
Closer.
That's a lot.
1,200 times. On the average.
Oh.
Number 13. What is the connection between the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh and Smuggler's Run?
Do they have the same voice actor?
Yes, Jim Cummings, I believe is his name. And he voices both Hundu, I think, and Winnie the Pooh. Number 14. What town is Main Street USA themed to? Do you have a guess?
Missouri.
It's Missouri. It's Marceline, Missouri.
Oh, I knew that.
Number 15. What is the name of the famous resistance spy who can be found in Batuu? Go ahead.
I think it is V. Marotti.
You are correct. All right, so how did you do?
Well, we got 7.5. Because we got one boat right.
Now it's time for Guess the Character. This week it's Amelia's turn. Go ahead, Amelia.
My character is male. He's in the Marvel Universe. He's a hero, he is Claws, and he's in 9 movies.
If you think you know who Amelia's character is, comment over at SmaldinoLandUSA on Instagram. Last week it was Oliver's turn. Who was your character, Oliver?
Baby Yoda, also known as Grogu.
Thank you for listening, and come back next week for another episode.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.